98.
God bless us.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Greetings. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, and I have notes, and more notes, and we'll see what happens if I get to them. I was out driving. Cactus and I were out taking a drive, and we figured, okay, for a 30-minute drive is going to cost you $5. We don't look at it in the terms of mileage. We look at in the terms of like flying an airplane. How many hours can you fly on 10 gallons of fuel? Things have changed. I'm going to begin with Job chapter 9, verse 24. It's important. In the time at the end of the world, all through mankind's history, there's been evil in the world. There's been wicked people. But at the end of the world, Job said in Job 9:24, "The earth is given into the hands of the wicked. He covers the faces of the judges so that they are blinded to justice. If it is not God, who then is it that is responsible for all this inequality?" Now remember, God gives man free will. Man gets to decide individually if he is going to pursue evil through his lifetime or good. If he's going to pursue what is unrighteous or what is righteous. Man has free will. And God collectively has given man collectively free will through time with all the nations, all the societies of the world that have existed, that are no longer Egypt, Greece, Rome. The nations decided whether to pursue good or evil, and then their judgment would come. It's the same presently today with the nations of the world. America, like individuals, we had a birth, the early years as a young child. Then we have the middle years as a young person. Then you have the society matures into adulthood, and then eventually in the latter years. And it's most people that in their latter years, they can be the most wicked years. Do you think George Soros, do you think his latter years are more evil than his early years? Or Joe Biden, are his latter years more evil than his early years? There's been evil throughout, as an individual, for an example, through all his life. It's the same with all the rulers of the world. Adolf Hitler, for those that are basically my age that remember things that occurred after World War II. The world is given into the hands of the wicked. He covers the faces of the judges so that they are blinded to justice. Is there going to be justice in this world against these men who have created the hell of the pandemics, the bioweapons, weapons that even after a person is dead, the weapon still lives on in the person's body? As we've been noticing for the last couple of days with this matter of, well, the last day, 24 hours, of the morticians that have looked at the blood clots inside the individuals who have died because of the blood clots. And they find that, according to Anthony Fauci, they have had microbes, technology put in these people. These people have received the technology that would say it's self-aware. It will kill people, but it has an intelligence. It has a structure within the human body. It is able to build. Just like, remember years ago, the Fraggles, Fraggle Rock? You had the Doozers and the Fraggles. They worked together building things. Well, is man so evil that he has a technology to introduce something into a human body? Or any creature, and these things will go to work and take over the system and build structures. The world is turned over into the hands of the wicked. These people, is there going to be justice? Are we going to see the courts like the Nuremberg trials after World War II, which were a farce? Those trials were nothing more than a facade. The Germans and those that did the evil at that time. There was the court, supposedly, that brought justice to the criminals in World War II. No, it was a joke. It was just a display. There was no justice. And like it said in Job, God blinded the faces of the judges, and they were blinded to justice. There was no justice. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, will be back in a few minutes.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
Well, I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama would have been.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions, or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show. For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360khnc.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk.
Are we living in a gangster's paradise? Is the whole world living in a gangster's paradise? Is there going to be justice? Is there going to be, those who are evil that are ruling the societies of the world, will they be punished? Will there be justice? Christ said that there will be justice, but before the justice takes place, there will be evil that will descend on the world like darkness. It has to. God is righteous. He has to let the good people of the world mature so that their goodness will be revealed and known. And then you have the wicked, the evil people of the world. They also have to grow, they mature. And Christ said, you know a tree by its fruit. An evil tree cannot bring forth good fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. It's a very simple principle, but it is true. Good men cannot bring forth evil fruit. But the wicked, the only fruit they can bring forth is evil fruit. This is what the world is witnessing presently. And mankind, the agencies of law within the world are not going to be able to bring about the justice that there should be to these people who are committing these crimes upon mankind that are destroying the earth. Only Christ at his return will bring the judgments and the punishments to these people. They will not escape like those that have escaped in the last 2,000, 4,000, 6,000 years from justice. Eventually death gets them, but during their lifetimes there is no justice. There was no justice with what happened with the Nazis in Germany. Justice with those Stalin and Lenin. There's no justice with what England did through its centuries of rule. No justice with Spain, with France. Oh, there was. Eventually, they were judged. And they lost their authority, their power, their control to some degree of the earth. Still today, France does still rule to a great degree the areas in North Africa. And England still, South Africa. And some control to a lesser degree in the Far East. But the United States, I always go back to this one term, empire. I do hear talk show personnel on television. I watch YouTube, Fox, many, many different news agencies. And I realize that they're talking about America in decline. We are in decline morally. We are definitely, as a culture, are in moral decline. We'll never be recovered. Militarily, we are still continuing to grow and ascend to eventually a peak of power. And that peak, once we attain, we've already pretty much attained the we are stronger now than we've ever been. And we will continue to get a little bit stronger as the years go forward, as we go into the future. We are not less powerful than we were a year ago. We are more powerful. We are not less powerful economically, and the control of America on the nations economically, presently we are more powerful now than we were a year ago. America is continuing to get stronger. We are not losing our control and hold over the nations of the world in any way. It appears, and people are saying that it appears that that's the case. Morally speaking, yes. As a nation that has deep God hatred from the top of the power control at the top, America, one thing America is exuding, pushing, off-gassing hatred. Hatred for what? Hatred for God, and hatred toward all of the seven churches of God in Revelation chapter 1. The God hatred in this country has almost fully matured. And in the future, you will see this nation. You can already tell the hatred of the administrations and how they are the enemy of this government are the good people of the nation and the true religious people of the nation. The war is not just with armaments. The war is against God and His Christ. In the book of Psalms, chapter 2, it is clear that there is a war against God, and that war will at the end of the world is when that war will be evident. And we're at the end of the world. We're in the last, in the last decade or less. And you will see God hatred increase. You can see the hatred of those who are in the abortion movement, those that hate religion. It's slowly been growing, coming out into the open, but more, it's going to come more into the open as we go, as the months and the as we, just in the near future, it's going to continue to increase. We can see it now in the war in Ukraine. It is a war of the West against a nation, Russia, and against a religion, the Russian Orthodox Church and the Orthodox churches of that whole region. There is a war on the Catholic Church. There is a war on evangelical Christianity in the United States of America. In the United States of America, there is a war against the Catholic Church, the Lutheran churches, all Protestant churches, Presbyterian churches, the Orthodox churches of all kind. Any true religion, there is a war against true religion. The topics I cover on my program are America's world hegemony, a global order, and one of the things that I have not really talked about in depth to the degree is the new religious order of the end of the world. I'm talking about that today because I can talk about it in 5 years from now, but many in this audience are going to be dead. I may be dead. So there, I might as well present it to you now, because in 5 years, I may not be alive to present it to you then, and we're going to lose touch anyhow, possibly, so I might as well present it to you right now, like I have in previous programs. I have mentioned that the coming world religion, and I'm not talking about true Christianity, I'm talking about another religion, a religion that will be forced upon mankind. It is the religion of Antichrist. What is that religion? It is a religion where an individual will declare himself, he will proclaim himself to be God, and he will demand worship. And if you don't worship him, then you're going to die. If you don't take the number of his name, you're not going to have financial transactions. And if you do take the number of his name, it's basically military, you're going to end up at Armageddon. This person, that in the end of the world, that the whole world has talked about for 2,000 years, Antichrist, an individual who will be anti-Christ. He will be anti-Messiah, anti-God, his war will be aimed at all of the true believers of Jesus Christ, and his war will be aimed at all of the people in his society that he rules over that will not worship him. Those that will worship him, he will give positions of power. This person, Antichrist, is going to also go to war against the laws of the world, especially the laws of the land in which he will rule over, America. He will, at some point, when he returns to power, he will destroy, obliterate, and nullify the Constitution of the United States of America. He will change the laws. He will put in a new constitution. It will be his constitution. The people of America do not know what is coming, because I'm hard on many of the pastors of this country, because they're the ones that are to know what the Bible says about the end of the world. And it is the pastors of America, and I say the evangelical churches mainly. Yes, the Catholic churches, but they're not into Bible prophecy, other than how it would fit to continue to allow them to have control as a religion internationally. The Lutheran churches are not too high on prophecy. They'll lose membership. The Greek Orthodox churches, the same. All of Protestantism, for the most part. But it is the pastors of this country that should have been looking into the Scripture to see what the Bible says about the nation that Antichrist will rule over at the end of the world and what will happen in that nation. I can tell you this in the future, but you may not be here, I may not be here, so I'll tell you now. So, this nation is the seat of the coming Antichrist. It is very difficult for me to present this to you, but I have to, because as tough as it will be for you to even think about it, it'll take maybe a week, 2 weeks, a month, but it will work. It will cook. Truth has that effect on individuals. It will work. And eventually, for those who are believers in Christ, and even those who are not, the truth, Christ said, if you shall know the truth shall make you free. It's a difficult thought, but I have been presenting for months and years, this nation is empire. Empire must have a end of the world ruler. We will call it a president. Others will call it a dictator. This country is now on a campaign to be the hammer that is going to destroy the nations. I'm going to continue when I get back. This is The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Don't be unsettled. Hang on. We'll continue in a few minutes.
You are listening to KHNC, The Roar of the Rockies.
Hello, this is Daniel from A&D Design. We stopped by today to let you know that we have kitchen and bathroom cabinets. These are soft close full overlay cabinets with full extension rails made of plywood. You can contact us at 303-968-6678, and Cyrus has our website.
You can find more information on our website at andcabinetdesign.com. That's andcabinetdesign.com.
And again, just call me, 303-968-6678.
In 1964, a 10-cent dime bought you 10 cents worth of stuff. Today, we sell this silver dime for well over $2. This silver dime will buy you the same amount as it did in 1964, and it will buy you the same amount in 2030, 2040, and well beyond. Call 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, your gold and silver experts. 800-951-0592.
Anita McAllister here. Medicare open enrollment is over, and it's time to talk about some money-saving solutions to help you with out-of-pocket healthcare costs you may be exposed to. Need a dental plan? I've got a great one for you. Call me at 970-515-6882. Are you under 65 and self-employed? I also work with Christian-based health shares. These can save an average of 35% over traditional health insurance. 970-515-6882.
Thank you, Pure Blood Mike, for sponsoring Alex Jones, The Present Truth, and Fake News Friday, Hour 2. I'm pure-blooded,
I'm pure-blooded. Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
Gotspainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
You want to try something different for your students? Come join me at Civica Career and Collegiate Academy in Milliken. We're a tuition-free charter school enrolling for next year for grades 6 through 10. We have a firm foundation. We stand for the pledge. Our students are in uniforms. We stick to core curriculum, and we'll get them ready for the world. Enroll today at civicaco.org or call us at 970-614-5521 for a private tour.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
You may feel like you're in the Hotel California on today's program. This may be heaven, or this may be hell. If I don't tell you the truth, then I'm guilty of knowing and having understanding of the future, which is important. People want to know the future. If they don't know the future, they will just be in an environment that will catch them. It's like winter. Winter, when it comes, you prepare for winter. And you will, the way that God created things here in this area, once the nights get a little cooler and the leaves begin to turn colors, you know winter's coming, you better prepare. At the end of the world, Christ is giving many, many, there are clues that we're at the end of the world. Wars. The war in Ukraine. This is a major clue. It tells me that Russia is going to be strengthened and prepared for the coming battle when she goes to Israel with a group of nations to invade. Russia is using she's dumping tons of shells of explosives on Ukraine. These explosives have been sitting in bunkers in Russia probably for 20 years, maybe 30 years, maybe 40 years. The bullets, they don't have a shelf life. The bullets that they're being used, that are being used in some of the older weapons. This is old. This is the old stockpile, the old arsenal. America is watching Ukraine. We're involved, but from satellite intelligence, we want to know what kind of America wants to know what kind, and yes, Europe and the NATO countries also, but empire wants to know what kind of communication capabilities Russia has to know where enemy strongholds are, what kind of what Russia is using from space to isolate different channels, communication channels. America is watching everything. This is a perfect situation for America, for America's military, for Antichrist's military, to know the capabilities of the enemies. This is a strategy that King David used in the Old Testament. When King David was going to war with all the enemies of Israel, King David, as the commander, he knew the strategies of all of the different enemies in that area. He knew where they would fight, what their strengths were, what their weaknesses were, and then he would take their weaknesses and get his victories. Exactly what America is doing watching Ukraine. A perfect example. Eventually, America, we knew what the enemies in Afghanistan were doing. We could have won that war, just like the Vietnam War. But why? It was a great opportunity for the United States to profit from the opium being and controlling and protecting the opium fields in Afghanistan for the CIA, their dark budget money, black budget money. But at the right time, when America made a shift in the direction it was going, it dropped Afghanistan like a hot potato and moved what it needed out of Afghanistan to Ukraine. Didn't happen just accidentally. Great strategy. Many people don't realize that was a strategy of the United States. Afghanistan, yes, it was vital for American interests, but Ukraine is even more vital. And everything was dropped in 1 month. We left billions of dollars of military equipment there. No problem. It was old equipment. We have new stuff. We have newer technology. And we're in Ukraine. That's kind of, you might say, that's an indicator we're at the end of the world. Evil. What's happened with the pharmaceutical companies creating these, whatever it is that is being injected into human beings, whatever is being passed from person to person, whether it be a poison, which I believe it is more likely to be a poison than a virus. Viruses, if it's not man-made, you can get rid of pretty easy, even AIDS. But poison, that's a little bit different. Then you have the so you have the economy. You destroy the economy, shut off the oil, shut off the gas. Great strategy by empire. Another thing too about the new global order, and this is out of ways, but they hate the United States of America. They hate the global system of Europe, hates the power that the United States has. They are determined to eventually destroy the United States of America, and with the Antichrist, who also, though he is going to be the great ruler, the final ruler of this nation, he also, according to the scripture, hates America. He has to carry this nation with the rebellious people in his own administration and the rebellious people in his own party and the people that will not worship him. He has to destroy them. We'll get back and we'll continue. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
A lot of radio stations boast about having 200,000, 300,000, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have a rated phone system? Is your service only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. Answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
How would you like some free advertising?
Free! 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 Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003, and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
Thing ever last forever.
Everybody wants to rule the world. Now, I don't know why I felt to just give you some insight into the future, but it's important that you don't have to believe my perspective. You don't have to believe me. This is my perspective. I'm not asking you to believe me. But it is now something that is in your thinking. Now you can watch, you can wait, and we'll see what happens. There are these indicators that we're in the end of the world. One of the great indicators to me is the evil that is in the world. I've seen more evil in this world in the last decade than I've ever seen before. I began to really watch evil when Barry Satoru came to power. That's his Christian name. And I began to see what happened in the school systems of this country and the plan of his administration and what they were doing, how they were indoctrinating the children of this country. I began to see, as I think back about the Bill Clinton governorship in Arkansas, I began to see evil. I didn't realize how deep the evil was. Then, when he became president, I didn't realize the depth of the evil even back then. Then, even going back before Carter with George Sr., during his administration, I realized, wow, this is evil. But again, I really wasn't paying attention to what was going on in the Bush administration, Bush Sr. But as time went on, I would see from decade, every presidency to the next presidency, decade to decade, I realized, wow, we're really getting close to the end. And now I realize we are watching the scenario that Christ talked about in Matthew chapter 24, the scenario that would take place before to the Christian community, to the religious community that knows the prophecies about a last seven-year period of time. A first half of a seven-year period that is tribulation, a second half which is called Great Tribulation, and then after the Great Tribulation would come a time of judgment, God's judgment upon the evil and the wicked people of the world. This would be the Nuremberg trials of Christ upon the children of evil, the children of the devil. So there's another Nuremberg trial coming. It's actually going to be the judgment of Christ upon the wicked. And what he's going to do is he's going to gather them together in Israel, and there's going to be a campaign of judgment in Israel. It'll start in the southern part of Israel to the east, and that judgment of the enemies of Antichrist will begin. The judgment, or the Antichrist's armies, will be in southern Israel, and the judgments and punishments upon his armies will begin there, move north between Jerusalem and the Jordan River, all the way up to an area called Megiddo, and at Megiddo it will end. This is what's coming in the future. This gives the purpose of prophecy is to warn not only God's people, but to warn the people of conscience, that have a conscience, to let them know ahead of time that what is coming. They can see. They may not believe the Bible, they may not believe in God, but if they are living by their conscience, it will give them hope that there is going to be punishment upon the evildoers. Are all people in the Bible, are all people going to meet Christ? No. Not all people internationally are going to meet Christ. The people in America, they're going to either meet Christ or they're going to worship the Antichrist. So it's vital for this audience, I can only speak to you, it's vital that you really start thinking that you might desire and want to and need to accept Jesus Christ as your God, as the one who's going to be able to help you in this hardship to come. The other nations that Antichrist is not directly ruling over Many of those people of those nations are never going to meet Christ, and they're not going to know who God is or Christ, but they are God's sheep, and they will be members that will go into a new millennial kingdom of Christ. They won't know who he is. They won't know really who his children are, but they are the sheep of God that will go into the millennial kingdom. Then you have the Jewish people. Are the Jewish people going to meet Christ? Yeah, many of them will know about their Messiah when he returns. There will be some Jewish people in the nations that will receive their Messiah before he returns. They will become born-again Christians. It's just depending on God's plan and who has been ordained to eternal life. But then you have the final group, the wicked, those who are going to be taken to the court of Christ and are going to be physically, many, moved to Armageddon and destroyed and punished there. The others are that are too old and too powerful. The rulers, they are going to be gathered and they are going to come before Christ and they are going to be punished, not just in that short, brief period of hours or days that they're going to live, but for eternity. This is all in the Bible, and I would recommend you read the Bible and at least see what it says, and then we'll put it together if you keep coming back to the present truth and join me on Sunday, 9 to noon, Rolling Tree Lampstand Ministry Radio Church.
Hey man, pass the bottle over and take a couple of hits off the My Kind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC-free. Just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click the shop.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
All right. Well, I wanted to get to my notes today, and I wasn't able to get to them. But I will tell you one important thought. Is before Russia invades Israel, Israel will have wars with the neighbors, with the neighbors around her. And I have the articles. I'm probably going to discuss these tomorrow, but just briefly, I'll give you what is going to happen. Right now, Israel is preparing already for coming hardships with the neighbors that surround Israel. In Zero Hedge today, actually 2 days ago, Israel urges all citizens to evacuate Istanbul immediately. So, citing Iranian revenge plot, the neighbors of Israel, the terrorists in these nations, are getting ready to challenge Israel. They're making a big mistake. This time Israel is going to be successful in ridding the terrorists in the surrounding areas once and for all. Now from RT.com last Friday, Damascus Airport was disabled by Israeli attack. Russia protested the vicious Israeli strike as Syria confirms the suspension of airport operations. This occurred last week. There is already the signs that are letting us know that Israel is going to have her campaign on the terrorist neighbors. It's in the scripture, Psalm 83, many other scriptures. I don't have time to discuss them right now. Another one, RT.com. Assad explains why Syria is sticking with Russia. So things are working the direction where we're seeing the direction of what is going to happen in the Middle East. I'm paying attention to these things. I'll let you know what I'm seeing. But I do know from prophecy that before Russia invades Israel with these other neighbors, these other countries, Russia is going to be free of, for the most part, all of the Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, these type of terrorist groups in Gaza, in Lebanon, in Syria, in Damascus, and in the nation of Jordan. Israel and the campaign that she's going to be forced to fight is not going to be interfered with this time by the UN, by EU, or by the United States. Israel is going to be victorious, and Israel is going to expand her territory, her real estate, by double. She's going to almost double, if not double plus, her real estate when she invades present-day Jordan. That is part of the prophecies in the scripture. This will happen before Russia attacks and invades Israel. We're getting close to that time. I will just say that on Sunday, 9 to noon, I kept thinking the last segment was the end of the program because I was so intense and so into it and so lost in where I was time-wise because I'm always watching the clock, but I didn't then. Join me on Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. It was kind of a prophecy by Eric Cederstrom before he went to be with the Lord. And I didn't intend to call it a radio church, but he is pretty much the one who gave me the idea, and I went with it. So join you tomorrow. Join me tomorrow from 2 to 3. We'll be back. Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com. Have a great time.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado. Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Green.